Welcome to All Riled Up with Chris and Angela, covering all of your faves from Vanderpump to the Valley. Love is blind and more. We got you all riled up, baby, with Chris and Angela.
Welcome everyone to another episode of All Riled Up podcast. This is Chris.
And this is Angela.
Ooh, Villa is coming close to an end.
Yeah.
I think this is the second to last, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of good with that. There's so much stuff out now.
I agree. You saying it ran its course for the season at least?
Yeah.
Because it's a good show, personally. I still think that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I still believe it. So, but yeah, we're nearing to the end. You know, we got... LVP has some big decisions to make, you know, for next season, you know, so I'm excited, you know, because I feel like she's going to really trim the fat, you know, and the people that are kind of like, that could be, they're kind of disposable, you know, and that they could be replaced with someone better, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So let's just get into it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. So it starts off back to the whole Caroline pissed off debacle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any thoughts on that, closing that out?
It's exactly what, you know, what I had mentioned. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why she was pissed off. Like everyone said it multiple times, but of course I said it prior to the previous episode. You know, it's not about, you know, the things that she was fighting about, that, you know, it's not about any of that stuff. It's simply put, she's just mad at Nikki, and to be honest, rightfully so. You know, she ain't no girl's girl. You know, she knew what she was doing. She wanted to be the quote unquote the hot one. You know, that everyone wants her and blah blah blah. So it's ridiculous. She has a right to be pissed off, and you know, we move on. That's it.
Yeah. So, and then they ask Hannah, who would Eric choose out of the three, and she's like, nobody. Which, totally, I agree.
Well, he wants to bone somebody. Let's be real.
I think he's just kind of an attention dude anyway.
He's a what?
Like an attention guy, anyway.
Yeah.
But, so, Steven's concerned with the critique, as a lot of stuff went down in this particular one that was under his watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's coming to an end. Lisa's talking about how she needs to decide if she wants to make this something permanent or not. And, I feel like that just means, are we going to get another season or not?
I have a feeling yes. You know, I could be wrong. I really feel that there needed to be more, how can I say this? More marketing for it, except for, you know, these place cards at Disneyland. That's the only time I ever saw anything, you know, California Adventure, sorry. And that was pretty much about it. But that's because Hulu is all part of, you know, ESPN/Disney+, you know, so it's all technically a Disney brand, you know, so it's like, of course, they're gonna do the marketing, but there needs to be something a little bit more. So that way, you know, I don't know, maybe they could throw in, I don't know, like kind of how they did with the Valley, maybe toss in a Vanderpump, you know, weekend or whatever, or a Valley weekend or something like that, where you can somehow tie this in. And then, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my idea.
So Lisa calls in Steven and she just thinks he needs to get out of his head. And then come to find out, they gave him their highest marks.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes him feel good, I guess.
Rightfully so. I really feel that that is the case, is that that's his biggest downfall, is that he gets into his head too much. So it kind of messes with the quality of what he can do. But not just that, he does need to put his foot down more with the staff, as far as for they could have a tendency of walking all over him a little bit.
Yeah. So then we have some scene with Andre and Gabriella, and they're doing yoga, but It's just, you can see they're on different pages. She's like, oh, I could see us seeing where this goes. And he's like, oh, I live in Texas. She's in Florida. So it's been fun.
And that's the truth. I mean, come on, dude. Like, you really think that this is going to pan out that way? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know.
So now Marciano wants to talk to Hannah. So he wants to set up this dinner and ask Eric and Nikki if they can help. So...
It wasn't even dinner. It wasn't even food. It was just like a quick No. But that's what I thought table. It was going to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the next morning, Hannah and Grace are in the kitchen, and Grace is talking about how she likes Hannah and thinks she's funny. And
I can imagine that took a lot for her to say, you know, to admit.
I don't think so.
Well, because, I mean, they had a pretty big falling out, you know, as far as for... You know, not that long ago, not too many episodes ago. And then an episode is only, what, a day or two? You know what I mean? So it's like...
I don't take Grace as someone who's going to sit there and, like, be prideful and hold on to that. I don't really see that. So I wasn't surprised.
Okay.
But so the next guests are these cheerleaders from, like, older ladies... They were part of the New Jersey Generals. What's that?
It's, the way I took it is that they were like that regional, you know, professional cheerleader team because like one was mentioning a little bit later after this, you know, that the New York Giants didn't have a cheerleading squad, nor did the Jets. So, you know, they were kind of it. They were the girls, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it seemed like.
Okay. So... Tally's sick, so Emily steps into bartend, and Tally's pretty insecure about it. Like, she's saying she thinks she's going for her job, which I don't know why you're making that face. She essentially does end up doing that.
But it's just like, to me, it's like, dude, you should know this, you know, being in this industry. You're out, you know, for whatever reason, next man up, you know, that's it. And that same thing with athletics, any type of sports team, you know, if, you know, some type of star goes down, sick, injured, whatever, next man up, that's their time to shine. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes they take their place, you know, and that's what happens.
So then they have a photo shoot with the ladies and Andre, Eric and Marciano come in all topless and oiled up. And it's like, okay.
And the fact that they were doing push-ups before that happened, I thought that was hilarious.
So then we get the scene where Marciano sets up that little table with whatever champagne for Hannah. He says he wants to work on the relationship. She just says she needs to see actions. So
it was a pathetic attempt. What did he expect for to happen? You know what I mean? I'm sorry. It's just like, she's idiotic. So is he. They're kind of perfect for each other, you know, because like, to be honest with the reason why I say she's idiotic, because it's like, dude, once a dude cheats and it's been multiple times, you know, from what I understand, you know, like that doesn't change. You're always going to be watching your back. Mm-hmm. You're always going to be wondering who's texting you, who's, you know, all this, why were you out so late, where were you? Always going to be the case.
Yeah.
You know, and that's for any relationship where they quote unquote survived cheating. Mm-hmm. That's always going to be the case. Just no bueno, in my opinion.
So now Tally, she feels better. So she's back in the mix. They're having their last dinner. And then the guys do the topless thing again. Which is like, you already just did that earlier today. It's kind of lost its surprise element, right?
Yeah, it's...
And they do like these, they have them do these shots and then like put whipped cream in their mouth.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I didn't get it either.
I was like, okay, is this like a BJ shot? But like layered, like it's like, it's not, you know, because obviously that would be part of it, but it's like, you know, it's like you take the shot now, here's the, you know, I didn't get that.
But then Eric and Marciano, they like find a really nice bottle of champagne because it's like every group that comes, they just want them to get like hammered, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And want them to take shots to the face and chug, like all the things. And I mean, this is a group of like women in their 60s.
Yes.
And they're not, it's not the vibe. And
I thought just, for a second that I was like, oh, maybe. But then again, you know, because like then he was like spraying whipped cream all over the place. It's like, dude, that's sugary and sticky. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
And then, but the moment they bring that bottle, what happened?
They turned it down.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think they couldn't read the room in that one. But well, this like triggers Grace. And she...
I don't know. To be honest with you, like, yeah, he's a dummy, you know, because he can't, you know, figure shit out that not everyone wants to, you know, get, you know, hammered or whatever. But to me, it's like, dude, like, chill out, though. Like, it really wasn't that big of a deal. They turned him down. He felt stupid. Done. You know, you got you got pretty much some type of, you know, you know, you get to get that satisfaction that he looked dumb, you know, or whatever. But it's like, that's it. After everything that happened after that was just, it was a bit much. You know what I mean? Chill
Agreed.
Out.
Agreed. So that was pretty much it. Like, Grace just going off. And then, you know, Eric's like, go home, loser.
That wasn't
cool. And then, so whatever. It was stupid. So then they leave. Okay. And then Grace gets the call in with the high marks, so
yeah, good for her. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, like I said, yeah, she overdid it with, you know, like, he just got to say one singular word. It's like, okay, we got it, chill out, you know. It's like, it's really not that big of a deal, you know, and that's it. But I already knew that, you know, she was going to get that high marks because she did quite a bit that day, you know, and good for her, you know. But it's just
So then we have the last group, the last clients, and it's a bridal shower, and it's like a Bollywood vibe, and Andre is just like, oh man, like, they're my type, this and that. And so that's in the edit because something like is gonna piss off Gabriella for sure,
probably, maybe. Yeah.
And Lisa takes a shot. And she says they all can do a shot. And then they start doing this weird, not game, but I guess, like, where one of the girls is asking them, like, okay, you have to answer these questions.
Oh, she wants the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the main one, and it's Tally and, what, Hannah or Gabriella? Gabriella.
Yes. Uh-huh, yeah.
And who is it? It's, like, Eric, Emily, and Marciano are like eavesdropping on this.
Eric wasn't in the mix because Marciano had to say, oh, you missed the best answer in the world.
Oh
yeah. So
it was who would you want to leave, like, as far as like the staff, like, who would you want to go home?
Well, that was burning the second question. The
first one, yeah, it doesn't matter. And Tally's like, myself, like, I'm over it. Which, I mean, whatever. I don't think that's, like, such a huge thing.
But, no, but it's just like, dude.
It's like saying, like, me, like, I'm tired of working. Like, aren't we all? It's like, it's not like she has this glamorous job.
Yeah, well, kind of. I mean, shit, no. you're a freaking mixologist for Lisa Vanderpump. Come on, dude. Like, that's a pretty
I'm big... just saying, I don't think it's such a, like, disparaging comment.
Well, I saw what Emily was talking about because obviously she got pissed off about it, and she rightfully so, because she wants to be there. She wants to be in her position, you know, and she did a decent job when she filled in for her, and then she, you know, she feels that she's kind of overlooked, which rightfully so, you know, because she's just the housekeeper, you know what I mean? So it's like,
all I know is snitches get stitches. So
I don't know.
Like, she didn't even take a breath before she was out there telling Lisa.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was a big deal at all. And I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. Obviously, Lisa's not sitting at her home because in the coming attractions, you see Tally and they're talking. So,
well, no, and then that wouldn't make sense either. And the simple fact that, like, why is Tally even saying this? Like, you got what, like 2 days left? Yeah. 3 maybe. I don't know who knows how long they're going to be, but it ain't much longer. You know what I mean? Like, this is literally the last set of guests that you're going to have for the season.
Well, if they have another season, I could see Lisa bringing back Emily as the mixologist.
Yeah.
So
I see Telly gone, you know, to be honest, Gabriella, yeah, I kind of see her gone too.
No.
Steven can do what, he you know, because they're, you don't
they
think
didn't
so?
Give him. They didn't give him a lot of screen time.
I don't know. I mean, he did well, you know, aside from him getting into his head. I think I can foresee that. Of course, you know, you're going to have a difference of opinion, which is fine. But yeah. You know, we'll just have to see.
And that's it.
What would you say your, let's see, 5 people that are guaranteed to move to the next season? Obviously, sure there'll be more. Hannah.
Marciano.
Okay.
Gabriella.
Okay.
Emily.
Uh-huh. One more.
Caroline.
Okay. I can see that. Okay.
I don't think Chef will be back. I don't think... Definitely not Eric. He's not even allowed to go to the reunion. Okay. Not Grace. She's too quiet.
Yeah. Okay. So I think Emily. I say the chef. The chef comes back, in my opinion.
Okay.
He brought
no drama.
Huh? Okay.
He brought literally no drama.
No, but he brought the skills, though. I mean, that's all you need. But whatever. So that, so far them. Marciano.
Oh, I forgot Andre. They'd probably bring him back.
Andre was nice. He is, to me, forgettable.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's plenty of mixologists out there that have better personalities, maybe not so mean, not so passive, I guess, you know, because they're both, one's mean, one's passive, you know, whatever. Okay, so then let's see who else. I agree with you on the Eric thing, you know, for sure. But I say Steven, and then finally, shit, that's a tough one. F it, Hannah. She brings the drama. So there you go.
I can't believe you didn't say Hannah originally. She's definitely coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely see that.
Yeah.
Because you got to have the two together, you know, so yeah. But yeah, I mean, obviously I would like what's called Caroline back. I think they both do well, you know what I mean, as far as her and the chef. Mm-hmm. I think they do quite a good job, you know. I feel that like we were mentioning, Emily has far since proven herself that, you know, she could do better than just being a housekeeper. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but obviously I'm putting it into the fact that she doesn't want to do that job anymore. She wants to be more than that, you know what I mean? So yeah. But okay, well, we'll have to see, right? I mean, I don't know. We got one more episode. Do you think there's going to be a reunion?
Yeah.
I say one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just a little quick.
Yeah. I think so.
A little quick thing.
So, but it's like.
All right. Well, we are going to record Jersey in a separate episode, but coming out same time as this.
Yeah, definitely so.
I'll try to up my energy. I got bit by a dog yesterday and I've been feeling pretty down all day about it.
Yeah.
Not my dog. Heavens no. A different dog.
Yeah, no, heck no, man. But you know, all in all, you know, she's okay. You know, she just, you know, obviously any type of, you know,
cut or wound. No, my hand is swollen. Or, yeah. Little puncture wounds. No, this was a husky, too. This wasn't like a little shih tzu.
Yeah. But you know, we're going to delay VPR / the Valley.
We want to hear the unedited.
Yes, we want to hear absolutely some fucking curse words, of course. So we're going to wait it out, you know, so obviously it'll just be the day after, you know,
Thursday.
And, yeah, Thursday, you know, so we'll make that happen. And then that's it. So stay tuned for some New Jersey Housewives.
Yeah. And, should we shout out a couple of cities?
Yeah, let's do it. I actually am curious myself. I'll be learning this the first time myself since you
just a couple
didn't
new
tell me.
We have Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Cherry
who listened to our Jersey ones.
Of course.
So.
Hopefully we did them some justice.
Let's see. Okay. Seattle. Have we had Seattle? No, it was Portland. Okay.
I think, wasn't it another city in Washington? Yeah.
Newcastle, Indiana.
Okay. That one sounds familiar, unless there's another Newcastle that we got. Because remember, like I said, oh,
I
like
know.
Your beer.
It says new city, so.
Okay.
And then Castle Rock, Colorado.
Dope. All right. Heck yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, and also The Goat comes out tomorrow. So we'll have that out Friday.
Yeah,
We'll
figure that out, you know, for sure. So, but yeah. So as always, you know, follow us, you know, on whatever platform you prefer, you know, whether it's TikTok, you know, Instagram, what else?
That's it.
So
thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon to you soon.
As always, we thank you, we love you, and see ya.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to all